From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Taylor Riddle is one of the youngest delegates at this week's Democratic convention. He's 18, and he's part of the Arkansas delegation. Riddle is already an up-and-coming politico, as Youth Radio's Nico Savage discovered in Denver.
My first encounter with Taylor Riddle inside the convention hall was all about the political handshake. There's a standard up-down.
Then you got the forehand, where you're grabbing the hand. And then you have the going in for a conversation shake, where you're reaching for the shoulder like you're closing space. Politics 101.
Just minutes later, this first-time delegate schmoozing with civil rights leader and Georgia Congressman John Lewis.
Well, I'm a freshman in college. I'm actually missing my first week of school to be here.
Good. Well, you're here participating in history. You probably learn more here in 1 week in American political tradition than you will learn for a few years studying political science.
I don't know. So. Watching you on the House floor for 6 months, you know, that taught me a lot.
Yeah, so, well, good to see you.
Everyone wants to give this young delegate at his first convention advice.
Hi, Taylor. How you doing? Tom Baxter. I'm the editor of something called Southern Political Report.
This morning I spoke with a lady who's 82 years old, and she's on her 11th, so you're on your first. You've got a great start. You've only got 10 more to go.
I know. I'm excited. This is really neat.
Despite all the hobnobbing, Taylor's political jargon fades when he gets his first glimpse inside the hall.
You know, I would like to see where the action has taken place and the history is being made, so.
Later, Taylor starts talking about how he came to this moment.
I was actually the founder of the Nettleton High School, Young Democrats and Young Republicans, and a lot of people sort of were astonished by that. But for me, I felt it was important just to have clubs where kids could get involved and actually start paying attention to the issues that affect them.
Here in Denver, Taylor's representing his state as a Clinton delegate. As an alternate, he won't cast a vote unless someone drops out. But he's supportive of those who will vote for the senator from New York in tomorrow night's roll call.
Carrying out that vote for Hillary doesn't show a dislikeness towards Obama. It actually shows thanks to Hillary for making the party stronger. And that's actually a closure. That's a moment in time where the party, the separation as far as the primary is concerned, will come to an end.
But Taylor Riddle reached that closure months ago. He's even featured on the Barack Obama campaign website under the title Change of Heart. For NPR News, I'm Nico Savage.
And Nico Savage's story was produced by Youth Radio.